The church is most often thought of as a place to strengthen, refresh, and empower your soul. The fact is that a church is a part of a community, not just a building in a community. That role as part of a community calls on the church to be there for the body and the mind as well. My next guest is here to preview an upcoming conference, which will equip every church and its leaders with the knowledge and the direction that they need to fully serve their community. Here with the details about the Healthy Churches 2020 conference is the founder and CEO of The Balm in the Gilead, and she's been recognized by Time Magazine as one of the most influential people in the world, Dr. Pranessa Seal. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Well, it's wonderful to talk about an idea that a lot of people through, maybe even within a body of a church, don't realize the full mandate of their role, which I think is one of the underlying themes of this conference, which, by the way, you can see more in detail at healthychurches2020.org. What were some of the catalysts that you saw and the needs that you were perceiving that brought about a conference like this?
Well, you know, we have so many health ills, so many disparities, so many alarming rates of preventable diseases and chronic diseases like diabetes, like prostate cancer, like breast cancer, like hepatitis C. You name it, we have it. And, you know, the church is that central place in the community that has the ability to educate people, to disseminate information, as well as to deliver health services. So I think that it is very critical that all of our churches, first of all, establish a health ministry. For those who do, great. For those who don't, let's get started. But this conference is about building the skill of pastor and people in the congregation who goes back to their congregation and helps somebody. You know, be able, like with our elderly. So many of our elderly, you know, are taking a barrage of medications. They just don't know. They just keep taking medications. Sometimes the medications are affecting each other. You know, there needs to be someone that elderly person can go to at our churches and just say, help me with this, and that person will know where to go to get help. I don't know about you, but I've been in too many churches when someone died doing worship service or doing choir rehearsal or Bible study. And if someone knew CPR, that person life could have been saved. So at our conference, you know, the American Heart Association is actually giving a certification in CPR training at this conference. So this conference is about building the capacity of our congregation to be able to serve the health needs of this congregants and the people in the community.
And this conference, the Healthy Churches 2020 conference, will be November 4th through the 6th at Hilton Charlotte University Place. That, of course, is in Charlotte, North Carolina. And again, you can learn more at their website, which is healthychurches2020.org. It is a sad statement, Dr. Seal, when there's better immediate on-location health tools mandated for prisons than are available in churches and schools. That's an imbalance. Again, this conference sounds like it's going to wind up really addressing strongly.
Absolutely. You know, we have to constantly be mindful of where our taxpayer dollars is going to, you know, and do something about it. You know, we know that the tremendous wealth that's going into the prison system. And, you know, we need to translate that prison, that money into, first of all, helping people who are coming out of the prison systems, helping those who are not going into prison, you know, because we have a whole generation of people who have had the impact of having their parents locked up. And all of this, addresses, the health issues in our community. When you look at, you know, incarceration, when you look at poor education, when you look at, you know, housing, you know, I tell people all the time, homelessness is a public health crisis. If you don't have shelter, you are in a public health crisis. So all of the ills and all of the situations in our community, from education to housing to incarceration, as well as the diabetes, that's an epidemic, as well as the breast cancer and the colon cancer and the obesity and our children's health. All of this comes back to the institution that serves our people in our community, and that's our churches. And we need healthy churches. We need healthy churches, churches who are addressing the ills in our community, which means there's somebody who has been appointed to be that go-to person, the person who's working in the kitchen ministry. We need them to understand how to cook better. The Nurses Guild, the missionaries, the deacons, everybody, the outreach ministry, everybody who has something to do with people in our congregations need to come to Healthy Churches 2020.
Oh, Dr. Vanessa Seal getting a preview of the Healthy Churches 2020 conference, which will be taking place November 4th through the 6th at Hilton Charlotte University Place in Charlotte, North Carolina. You can find out more and sign up. That's the most important part, healthychurches2020.org, healthychurches2020.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And for the church leaders, it seems like, again, one of those overlooked obviouses, Dr. Seal, that when someone has a need, they'll go to a county organization or a county government department. And there's the intimidation factor, there's the shame factor, there's the level of uncomfortable that goes into being with strangers. If that same person walks into a church that's fully equipped with the awareness, with the knowledge, with the capabilities, connections with services, that person's already starting on an even plane with a greater level of comfort because they're in a church where they worship together with people.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've seen in many churches, in several churches across the country, you know, particularly around churches who do screening, whether they do hepatitis screening or HIV screening, the rate of people who get screened and find out they are positive, the rate of them getting into treatment and staying in the treatment is like 100%.
Wow.
Why? Because they have people who from in the church who's going to walk that journey with them. You know, they trust the doctor. They'll trust the same doctor who's examining them in the church, that they won't trust that doctor when they're examining at the clinic, you know. for reasons that we understand, you know, when the church gets involved with people, just trust the church. And if they're getting the information from the church, if they have a relationship with the medical facilities, with the public health community, and that church, it just sends the credibility of that health institution way up. And we begin to see people who don't drop out of treatment. They actually stick with it to get healthier.
And this isn't a call just for churches in the urban big city areas. This holds true for churches in every location, maybe even more so in the rural areas where the communities are more confined through tradition, through desire, whatever the case may be. And the church might be the first line of presentation and defense against things.
Absolutely. You know, we work very, very closely with churches and faith communities in Africa, you know, and I tell people that in some places in the United States, our communities look just like some places in Africa where, you know, the closest health clinic may be 50, 75 miles away. You know, so what do you have in that rural community except a church? And we have to understand that we need to build the capacity of that church to serve the people in rural communities because sometimes, oftentimes, they can't get to the nearest health facility, which is 50, 60, 70 miles away. So you are absolutely, absolutely right. And all of these things we are going to address at Healthy Churches 2020 in Charlotte on November the 4th through the 6th. And I hope your listeners will go to our website and come on down to Charlotte and be with us.
And you can certainly, again, that common ground factor will come into play with the conference too because you'll all be there with the same cause, with the same desires, and same need for discovery of what your mutual needs are, including such as the times that we're in, an additional program, Church Emergency Preparedness, which, like it or not, reality will, you know, Satan's got the run of the terrestrial world, as we know from the Bible, and just every so often that the evil does come through and take the lead, but then when the church is there to bring everything back together, the conference coming up in November will help you be there prepared fully for your community in every situation. As I said back in the introduction, through spirit, through body, and through mind, it is the Healthy Churches 2020 conference being held November 4th through the 6th at Hilton Charlotte University Place in Charlotte, North Carolina. Find out more, and even more importantly, to sign up and make sure that you are in attendance and spread the word among you and in the church world and the church bodies to, you know, buses, cars. You could charter anything these days. Get a whole bus going on down to North Carolina for the Healthy Churches 2020 conference. Find out more at healthychurches2020.org. Make it a must-do because it will be the betterment for your church as a body and the service that you are mandated and called upon to do, and it'll make a great deal of a positive impact on the community and the congregation that you serve. HealthyChurches2020.org. We've been joined this morning by the Healthy Churches 2020 Conference founder and CEO, Dr. Pranesh Sasil. Doctor, you are indeed one of those people who are outstanding in our world that no matter what the challenge is, you take it on and you're making a difference and bringing others along to understand the importance of that difference. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.